6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, May 6th, 2022. Yeah, I'm here. I'm back again. Dave Krieger, you just can't get enough. The power out in full swing in Central Time. May 6th, did you have a nice, happy Cinco de Mayo? Well, we hope so. We stayed home. We did not go out. We had our, created our own little, my wife is a lovely cook, created a, wonderful little Mexican dish we had here. And, very quiet, had bottled water. Yeah, enjoyed ourselves. It was fun. May 6th today, by the way, for those of you processing EIDL loans, this is the cutoff date. Anybody wanting to request a government loan, this is the day. So, you know, the government does this sort of thing, tries to entrap people. Yeah, it's an SBA. You got to pay it back. But it's 3.75% interest. I mean, it's a cheap loan if you want to consolidate all your debt and you had problems during COVID. A lot of people are taking advantage of it. Isn't socialism wonderful? No, I don't think so. We're going to have David Heron on the program in our noon hour. He is a Bible scholar. We're going to be talking about the book of Hosea and what that speaks about the USA and Americans today as far as what's in the Old Testament. For those of you who are our learned listeners and people who view our stuff that we put out on the email blast, we do have the smartest people listening to this show, and they like to deep dive and dig into stuff, and we appreciate your emails and your listening to the show. And, of course, you know, we have some other information coming out that involves some of the products that we put out there. There was some commentary about the colloidal silver and the difference between deodorants and antiperspirants, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of that and differentiate between the two. That was based on, you know, the conversation we had about silver botanicals yesterday. So then, of course, the vitamin C thing. We did find a host of stuff that Frank Davis provided about vitamin C and about how the synthetic stuff is detrimental because it causes cancer. There are certain things, ingredients in that synthetic process that are not healthy, which is one of the reasons why that question was posited. And so we sought to get answers out of our guest. And so the other thing I want to talk about, and we'll cover the specials here in just a minute. It was brought up in our conversation with Mr. Gonzalez yesterday about the Tavistock Institute. We did some digging into that. Dr. John Coleman has written an article that we're going to be putting in our email blast about the Tavistock Institute. Surprisingly, it is rather shocking because it's like the mother of all think tanks, virtually. There are some other think tanks that have happened prior to, but the Tavistock Institute, which is based in London, apparently has its roots and its tentacles into a lot of places. The Heritage Foundation is mentioned, as is also the John Birch Society. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things. In other words, what it looks like to me just from reading this article, which we're going to include here, because I don't want to leave you in the dark in my commentary. When we talk about this stuff, you know, I don't want to leave you in the dark. We want you to deep dive on this stuff and research it and get clear, because Dr. John Coleman, we think, may be onto something, but if it's true, what he says in this article, and right now I have no reason to doubt it based on the logic, they have infiltrated both sides of the coin. If you get my drift, you have ultra-right, ultra-left. This is what the French House of Commons, this is their parliament, the ultra-right, the ultra-left. They sat on different opposite sides of the hall. They all had different opinions. And so when you look back in history and you look at this institute and how it was started up, I mean, this is a Rockefeller Foundation. All this stuff was born out of the ideologues that came from the Tavistock Institute who attempt to exert their influence and control over everything and everyone. And so a lot of the opinions and the news and everything that is written these days could have influence of this institute. So understand that both sides of the coin have been manipulated. And so those who view it, this is why I put it under propaganda. Because, see, in this day and age, we're trying to get at the truth. And we don't know what the truth is until we discern it using the Word of God. Because this is what the Father Almighty gives us in His Word, which was basically written by men inspired by the Holy Spirit. He came down, inspired them, they put it into writing. And the thing is, they said, we have nine manifestations of the Spirit. They are talked about in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. If you read those sections together in the good book, you'll find out what I'm saying and discover that these nine manifestations include word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits, plural. It could be a good, it could be an angel, it could be a devil, it could be any number of legion of devils. If God wants you to know that, he will tell you through word of knowledge. You will get inspiration immediately. I have done this before. I've been in front of people who have done this. They've gotten word of knowledge immediately, or I have. I've been imbued with knowledge. I knew that I was hanging out with somebody I shouldn't be hanging out with. The word of wisdom was, get the hell away from these people. You don't need to be here. And I did what I was told. And see, the thing is when you're plugged into the Spirit and you worship him in spirit and the truth, these things happen. But if you're blind to the whole thing, you're going to be susceptible like 220 million Americans were when their government, who is playing God, told them they had to go out and get the jab, right? All right, so now we move along with the specials here. The iComplex CS price ends today. So if you're going to order it and get the 120 capsules per bottle, four dose per day instead of three, with the new ingredients, smaller pills, easier to swallow, you need to do it today on the Power Mall, right? 10% off OptiVita products, including basic essentials, with a 15% off promotion this week only. That's going to end as well. 10% off of Silver Botanicals products, and we've got 50% off closeouts on iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, zinc, and Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally is also on closeout. Half off. So, gotta love that. And sadly, one of our longtime guests and guest hosts, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, passed away March 28th. If you didn't catch our news about that yesterday, we're lifting that situation up for her family who's grieving right now. We hope that Bob, who got a blood transfusion yesterday, had got pure blood and he's not going to have any ill effects from this. We also pray, thank you, Father, for Rod's healing. He got out of the hospital. The procedure was good. We just lift that situation up to you and thank you for their deliverance and for the deliverance of America in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Please say amen to that. Calcium bentonite clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing by Perry A. This book is going to be coming out shortly, and we have a retail introduction price of $21.59 for those of you interested in ordering it. It teaches you all about calcium bentonite clay's powerful abilities and how to use them. You're going to love this book. Lots of scientific data and research testimonials and good things in that book. And, of course, those of you who are pissed off, we have the new Power Hour t-shirts available. We the People Are Pissed Off, featuring the Power Hour logo on the back. And, of course, this is a representation of our collective voices being raised for all the university to hear. It's time for the truth. We want to get to it. It's one of the reasons why. I can understand why Mr. Gonzalez might have been a little disturbed when we brought up the Tavistock Institute yesterday on our show. And, you know, no offense, he's a journalist, but here's the way I look at it. If you're going to be a journalist and you're going to come on this show as a guest, understand that we've got the smartest listeners out here. It's just, you know, come on, guys. Sometimes, you know, when you want to ask a question of our guest, please don't ramble on for 20 minutes and then ask a question. You know, give us a quick statement. Give us your question. Let us know what you think. And then open it up for discussion. When you ramble on for 20 minutes, and it's not that I don't like to hear you and hear what you have to say. When you ramble on for 20 minutes and then get to the question, you know, we've taken up valuable time for other callers that want to get in. And so, you know, we have to kind of watch what and how we say to our guests, because I don't want our guests getting offended too. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to come on the show. Now, do you have a right to your opinion? Yes, you do. We have free speech in America. Thank God for that. Thank God we have a constitution that operates like no other governmental authority in the world. We are the greatest nation in the world, and the only way we're going to stay like that is by searching for the truth and adhering to it, and like Reagan said, just say no when you get hit with anything other than the truth. And speaking of which, the Power Hour, the Power Mall, that's what we try to represent. We try to get to the truth, the heart of the matter. And if somebody out there is disseminating propaganda and you want to call them out on it, the best thing to do is send us an email at support@thepowerhour.com and give us your data. Remember, I like data. Data's really cool. If you can show me that Tavistock is tied to all these things other than the article we're enclosing in our email blast today, I mean, this is something I could even talk about in Myrtle Beach as the Tavistock Institute. There's enough information in here that I could probably piss off everybody. But understand something. If these people are not willing to accept the truth, we have a problem. We have a real problem because people have cognitive dissonance. They don't understand that we both have been played. Both sides of the coin have been played here. Oh, yeah, I'm pissed off. I guess you can tell that. Here's the thing. You know, God gave us wisdom to deal with things. And, you know, sometimes these guests that come on our show, you know, they have a collective attitude and they're entitled to their opinion. And see, if you're a journalist like me, I'm a card carrying journalist and I've been assaulted, verbally assaulted and harassed. And here's the thing, you know, if you are that spineless, you should not be a journalist, right? You know, journalists are out there supposed to report the truth, not fabricate things and mold them into what some think tank wants them to say. And this is why you have to read every single article, especially the ones that we post here. And you get in your email invite, and if you think there's something wrong with that email and there's something wrong with that news story, you are welcome to email us at support@thepowerhour.com and tell us this, because this is how we siphon through the propaganda and get to the real meat of things. We want the red meat. That's what attorneys call real hard evidence in a lawsuit. They call it red meat, right? So we appreciate the fact that you are contributing to this show, and the reason you are doing it is because you want the truth. You want us to get to the heart of the matter, whether it irritates people or not. I love our guests. I really do. They say the right things at the right time. Sometimes they hit nerves, and I get that. And that's one of the reasons why I looked up Tavistock. I wanted to see if what our listener said was right, because apparently our guest was infuriated. And I'm sorry to Mr. Gonzalez, but he says he's a former journalist, but he's writing for a think tank. That's what the Heritage Foundation is. They keep trying to get me to join, just like the John Birchers. Should I? Should I spend my money joining a society that might have roots all the way back to Tavistock? Yeah, I just don't know. See, this is where we all have to get to the truth, right? That's what matters, is the truth. That's what God's word is based on. Fits like a hand in a glove. He has a purpose, where he says it, why he says it, how he says it, when he says it, and to whom he says it. So isn't that wonderful, the way God works? Chance in West Virginia, good morning, sir. How are you?
Yes, hello, Dave. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really glad that Alan brought that point up yesterday. Let me tell you something. That Heritage Foundation keeps trying to get me to join, too. It goes right in the damn garbage. You know, I've been in this game for about 30 years. It took me a while, but I've seen these so-called far-right groups are controlled also. You know, I was fooled earlier, but now, you know, I only go for, you know, I hate even calling myself Republican, conservative, right wing. To me, this is all nonsense talk. I'm constitutionalist, populist, nationalist, and I'll stick with them until I find out that they should be controlled, and then I'll drop them like a hot potato, too. I mean, I refuse to play this left-right game. And I cannot understand how people still do it, how they can't see. Alan's call yesterday was right on the mark. And you would be shocked to find out how many other so-called, quote-unquote, far-right groups are controlled, too. You've got to do your homework very, very carefully, and it takes a very discerning mind. Your opinion is...
Did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay. You say discerning mind. Yeah, that's what we have to be. Chance, we have to be discerning. And I'm glad you called me this morning because, see, this gets to the heart of the matter because both sides have been manipulating us. This is the thing.
Yes.
It's like a stage. You have a protagonist. You have an antagonist. Both of them are there to entertain you, which is why the word amusement is there. The word amusement means not to think. And see, we cannot be sitting in front of the boob tube soaking up all of this gobbledygook, because this is how the left wing, and see, this is another thing. The left wing media is doing a worse job. The right wing media is playing us like a protagonist, and we're here caught in the middle trying to figure out what the hell's going on. So, you know, I really appreciate your call this morning pointing that out, and the fact that you want to be one of those discerning truth seekers. We appreciate you.
God bless you now, Dave, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you, sir. God bless you too. Willie in Vermont, how are things, sir?
Oh, Dave, I lost my keyboard player. He was 48 years old. But that's not what I call for. If people
Wait a minute. How'd you lose your keyboard player? Because I'm a keyboard player. How'd you lose him?
He died.
Of what? Do we know?
He was a heavy drinker, and I guess he must have taken a drug or something with it.
I want to pray for him and pray for you and pray for your situation, that God heals you right now and comfort you in this time of need, because obviously that's a very bad thing that happened to you, and we just lift your situation up and praise his name and the name of your son Yeshua for your healing. Amen to that. So what else is on your mind, sir?
I studied banking and economics, and there are two economic systems, and everything except for free enterprise is under credit. Only free enterprise and our Constitution allow us to barter, because credit and barter are the two systems, and people are confusing the political systems. When I hear people say capitalism, we are not free under capitalism. We use their money. It's all credit. They have a claim against everything. I'm pretty sure you know all this.
You're right, I do. I know all this.
We need to call what we live under free enterprise, because capitalism is a credit system leading to monopoly, which is what communism is, the ultimate monopoly called a monopsony, an ultra-monopsony, because a monopsony is a single supplier.
Right. Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, and it's all fiat currency. We all know that. I mean, you drive through a McDonald's like I have before and ask the clerk there, do you accept Federal Reserve notes? And you should see the look on his face. I mean, it's like these kids are not educated into what's really going on. It's our generation that understands all of this. And so I can't help but laugh every time he has to run and ask the manager whether he'll take a Federal Reserve note. And then I ask him, do you know what a note is? He does a Scooby-Doo look at me, you know, and he says, you know what a Federal Reserve note is? It's a promise to pay. You are giving a promise to somebody else in exchange for a hamburger. God love America. All right. So, yeah, we know all of, I get this, Willie. I get it.
Yeah, I actually explained this to Stanley Monteith right near his death, and he started talking that way when people would call up and say capitalism. He says, you mean free enterprise, because it is a confusing thing. They have us, they've destroyed the language and our logic, really.
Oh, they have. You know, this is very similar to what England did when it invaded Ireland way back when. They sought to destroy their culture, because if you can ruin their music, you can ruin their culture, and you can ruin their language. Everything you could do, you just upset the apple cart to the point where people just want to run away. And a lot of them did. A lot of them ended up here in America as slaves. And so people that want to sit here and talk about reparations, I mean, excuse me, I think the government ought to give everybody reparations for what they've done to us over the last 250 years. Anyway, we appreciate your call, Willie. God bless you. I hope you find another keyboard player that's just as good as the one you had, but, you know, that doesn't have all of the issues going on, because I know you can't have another heartbreak and be a musician, and that's the worst thing you can go through, and I appreciate you and the fact that you know, you play. And that's a good thing, because you contribute as part of the body of believers in Christ, and that's always a good thing. We got lots of people calling here. Patrice in Ohio, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
A little fired up.
Yeah. I was shocked when I listened yesterday that the guest was like clueless on the Tavistock Institute just goes to show you how naive people can be about their agenda, because they've been doing this for centuries. I mean, this isn't new news. And
this
not only that, are you aware now that it's been found out that Klaus Schwab is a Rothschild through his mother?
I would believe that.
Well,
but the thing is,
the
this whole cabal, yeah, the whole cabal, Patrice, is all connected.
Well, they're all related.
You know, we know
talk
what
about this all
sure
the time. It's same families. Same families.
Inbreds?
Yeah, that's why they're insane.
Inbred all to the same ideology. Yeah.
Yeah,
craziness.
Well, no, but another thing that I wanted to bring up, too, was, and you brought it up the other day, what is it with this democracy? We don't live in a democracy.
Thank you, Democratic Republic.
I'm so sick of this. But, okay, but that's an agenda. That means something. They are pushing this. And this goes back to us not being educated, no civics, no education. People hear the lies so many times, they begin to believe it. I've heard senators say this. It's like, what? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, no kidding. they are. I know these people, it's like, okay, you got elected. How did you get elected? Why are you standing there preaching all about democracy? And next time you see Nancy Pelosi, tell her to take that stupid smirk off her face, because she keeps using that word over and over and over again. Like it's, you know, I mean, literally, I really believe these people think they believe what they say. They're twisted.
They do. That's the problem. It's an agenda. They think by saying these words, they can change. They can change our form of government. They think literally by saying this so many times, it doesn't matter what's written down. They're going to do what they're going to do, and this is the lay of the land. Whatever I say today is the way.
Unfortunately, it is, and we're coming up to the break now. Mark, stay on the phone. We'll take your call after the break. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. I know, it's gotten a little insane this morning, hasn't it? We'll be right back.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, May 6, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us and for holding on the phone. By the way, our new address is P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Those of you who are not hearing the Power Hour on your local radio station, hey, you want to get the truth out there to everybody in your community? Because community is what it's all about, folks. Call the radio station. Let them know. Tell them to contact us at support@thepowerhour.com and get us on there. We are a very big network of constitutionalists, nationalists, right-thinking people, Christians. You call yourself a Christian, you know, here's the thing. Difference between religion and spirituality in my book, that could be different in yours, but to me, religion is man's twist on spirituality. Spirituality to me is your walk with God, your one-on-one relationship with the Heavenly Father and how you walk in the Spirit. We want to help you grow your business. By the way, if you're a small business and you want to advertise with us, you can do that. Contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. And if you've got a comment about anything, anyone, any phrase, any thing that's been propounded on the show, you know, the support@thepowerhour.com is your lifeline to get in here and get your comment heard, because we value your free speech. And what keeps us on the air is your donations. And when you see that little pop-up banner, when you dial into thepowerhour.com, it says, buy me a coffee. Well, just click on that and you can either buy me a cup of coffee or you can support level one, level two, or level three. And we appreciate that. We had a level three anonymous supporter that just donated $500 to keep us on the air. And we appreciate that. These support levels get you online discounts at the Power Mall. So plus the free commercial archives of all of our shows. So this is a good thing. You know, it's really amazing. I have not even gotten into all of our news today, but Mark has been holding. What say you, sir?
Yes. Hey, Dave, I wanted to ask you, do you have a TV in your house, like a digital flat screen TV?
Where's this going?
Well, because I was telling you about the silent sound spread spectrum. You know, this technology is so powerful. I mean, it's so powerful. You can't really, if you're going to have a television in your house, you're going to, even though that we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, even though we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we have the power of God to discern between good and evil through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that TV will take control of your mind and put you into a trance. And it's just dangerous. It's just really dangerous. And I'm glad that that guy, Alan, called from Texas, because, yeah, he was right on. And, you know, I remember people that were in the John Birch Society in the early 70s that I heard them testify that they were deceived and they thought it was an anti-communist. But what they found out that it was actually communist. And, we cannot we have to. What I'm trying to say is that there are so many influences around us, and with technology especially, that it's easy for the technology to try to take control of our mind and actually do things that we just don't realize what's going on, because the technology is powerful.
Well, it is, and the thing that, and I agree with you on all points here that you've made so far, the thing is that you're looking at the fact that both sides of the coin have been manipulated. Is there nothing sacred other than the Word of God? That is it. And so anybody that's out there that wants to discern is going to have to use the Word of God. Otherwise, it's just everything is sheer folly in this day and age. We are all trying to grapple with the truth. And so, you know, when you look at the science, the Bible even predicted that the age of technology would increase, that science would increase. We saw this. So we know that the people, that the powers of this earth, which, you know, this earth is not ours. Anybody that believes in the Almighty knows this world is not our own. We're only here for a short while. So, you know, the thing is who are you going to put your faith in, God or government? That's what the bottom line is. And that's what the show seeks to, you know, uphold, is to put your faith in the right place. So we appreciate your call, Mark. Yeah. Thanks so much. The FDA, by the way, has finally come out and is limiting Johnson & Johnson's jab to certain adults only. Oh, just limiting to certain adults only. You know, the FDA, of course, anybody that would have take this, the Janssen vaccine in the first place, I mean, we're talking about, you know, minors. They're not going to let kids take the shot due to rare and potentially life-threatening blood clots. Oh, gee, the clot shot. You think so? It's called thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS. And so now they've finally gotten in their heads. See, parents, if you're not paying attention to what's going on and you think you're doing the right thing by making government your god, for one thing, I just wonder, man, if you just tuned into the show and you heard this for the first time, are you shocked? I mean, are we going to realign our faith? I mean, this is what it's all about, is faith with the Heavenly Father. That's why, you know, it should be Feel Good Friday. You know, because we get to sit here and talk about stuff like this. Every one of our callers is plugged into what's going on with the Father. They understand how the think tanks are manipulating our thought process. This is kind of scary. I mean, MIT, when you see stuff like this, where's MIT? Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Ben-Gurion University in Israel. They're raising grave concerns over mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations worldwide. This is a peer-reviewed study. Cardiac complications for young adults, yet they want to. All right, now what's the truth here? They want to give us all the jab for what reason? Now, you've got to get rid of that cognitive dissonance and let the Spirit come in and discern. Let God come in and give you wisdom to discern what's right and what's wrong, especially when you're talking to people. You know, the really freaky thing about it is you can't have a conversation with anybody that has any logic to it unless God comes into the conversation. And you know what happens? When you're dealing with people that don't, God bless you for your comment. When you talk to people about God and you hold out the word of truth, when you say this to people and they get very uncomfortable and recoil, you know you're dealing with somebody that doesn't believe, that hasn't put God first in their life. Because of the way they act, ye shall know them by their fruits. God, do I sound like a minister again? Dear God, you know, please, I pray every day before I get on this show that I say the right thing, that God blesses our lives and gives us the opportunity to pass along information that is vital to our listeners, that we are all about solutions. The solution, obviously, is Yahweh. That's the ultimate. And if you're walking with him, you got nothing to worry about. And the thing is that we're not supposed to walk in fear. We're supposed to walk in love. But God didn't raise no dummies. God didn't give us this idea, these nine manifestations of the Spirit. He didn't give us this for us to walk around dumbfounded and acting like we're all panicky and, oh my God, I better go get the jab because the government said so. You know, what did God tell you? God said to us, I haven't even gotten a swab. Neither is my wife. We are standing fast in this. We won't even let them do this. We don't like doctor's offices. We don't like hospitals. We don't like what they're doing. We don't like how our government has infiltrated these people and given them marching orders under threat. You see, that's what makes these hospitals in this day and age dangerous. They're death camps, especially if you have a loved one that has COVID. The last place I would want to take them is a hospital. Because if they sit there and put them on CDC protocols, your loved one is not coming out except in a body bag. Going to the morgue. Yet, can we allow this? No, if we were smart and we were walking in faith and in love, we would know already that God gives us what we need to sustain on this earth until it's our time. He knows our life like the hairs on our head. The UK is finally terminating domestic COVID pass. They're not going to require domestic vaccination passports. Isn't that wonderful? It's because the truth has come out and we've drawn attention to borders. But is it, Natasha? You get the moose, I get squirrel. You know, see, here's the thing. You, when you get Boris Johnson and all these other people being put in a hot seat and you find out about all these deadly supposed vaccines that we're giving people over in the UK, you know, they'll get to the bottom of this at one day and these people are going to stand in front of the Almighty and be held accountable for what they've done. And they know what they've done. And see, again, we're trying to shake this cognitive dissonance that's surrounding us, this state of confusion. That's what's putting us in cognitive dissonance, is the state of confusion. This is Satan directly hitting you in the face. And the cognitive dissonance, when you start wrapping your head around this knowledge and the power that we have here, that's why we call it the Power Hour, folks. It is more than just sitting here, me reading you the news. It's talking about it. It's making time available to bring in the Holy Spirit. And we walk in that spirit, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's one of the things that I hold dear, and that's one of the reasons why I agreed to accept the position as the show host here, is because it gives an opportunity to share in the truth and talk about things. And when we have guests on, the guests should know what kind of show. And see, when they're not listening to the Power Hour, they don't know what kind of show we are. And they come on this expecting that everything is going to be hunky-dory and all of us are just going to accept what they have to say. Well, you know what they may be saying, like our last guest, Dr. Lindsay, yesterday. I know she's tuned in. There are guests we're going to have on the show that are tuned in. And that's the beauty of it, is they've got more information to share. Maybe they're just sharing their feelings of or opinion. Maybe they agree that we are in the midst of a depopulation effort of the world. They are trying to kill as many people as they can. And we've got to get that out of our head, this cognitive dissonance that's disrupting our thought process, that's making us think, oh, why would they do a thing like that? Now, you know why they want to do a thing like that? And it's not just the Georgia Guidestones. Get that crap out of your brain. It's not just that. It's this think tank. It's this World Economic. It's this Rothschild. It's this the bankers. It's the money supply. It's everything that we have to come in contact with on a regular basis. And, you know, like this World Health Organization wanting to develop a new pandemic treaty. Here's another one of these God complexes out there. You know, when you get Dr. Tesler on a call with the World Health Organization, all of a sudden this public commentary submission process comes out and she's rattled. It's like, yep, they're really wanting to do this. These people are evil. And they want to impose restrictions. They want to censor us and restrict our freedoms. God says we're free spirits, folks. You can worship him in spirit and in truth, but he gives you free will to do the right thing. Chad in North Carolina, welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing okay. Hope you are.
I am doing great. Thank you. My BP might be up just a little bit, but I'm okay.
I'm sorry?
I said my blood pressure might be up just a little bit, but I'm okay.
Oh, I feel you. I've been a nervous wreck when I started getting inkling of what was going on. You were referring to, when you talked about the World Health Organization, were you referring to the attempt to take over with the UN and the World Health Health Organization?
With a new pandemic treaty, yes. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yes.
This is why we the people need to stand up and tell our senators, don't you dare vote for this. We are not a part of this. You tell the UN delegation you are not doing this. Yeah, I can tell you what Biden's going to do. You know, Scarecrow, I know what he's going to do. He's going to turn around and he's going to just, oh, well, you're our representative. You do what you think. Well, here's what we think you should do. And so you should vote and let who dictate everything. See, we the people, when it comes to these little hierarchies out there, these little powers that be, that we the people, I mean, these ambassadors, basically, I mean, they are approved. But the thing is that a senator is involved in this process. And if we the people don't stand up and tell our senators what in the hell is going on, and tell them you can't do this. You can't give control to an organization that does not have our interest in mind, that wants us all dead. What are you people thinking? You're all, you senators out there are going to end up in the same boat we are. We're all going to be on a level playing field someday.
Yeah, that's why I gave out that website a couple days ago, opensourcetruth.com. And they had a link to another website which gave information about that. It was called don'tyoudare.info.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great link there. But they've had a petition on there for quite a while. I used to get that email from them for a number of years. I don't know how long I've gotten that. And then it occurred to me, hey, they've got a petition here. You can write to your senator, but it's just as good to call.
I would think so. I think they had to blow up his phone line, and that would get the message across real loud and clear, don't you?
Absolutely. Going back to what you were saying about the Tavistock Institute and the funding of both sides, a lot of people have mentioned Goldman Sachs. There was somebody who talked about that some years ago. That was one reason why I did not back Ted Cruz, because they said his wife helped co-write a paper about having, you know, borders with Mexico, and it was this whole paper there, and her signature was on it.
Ouch.
That was probably back before 2016. But when I first started looking at this, you know, for my little amateur research, I came across a video that was just kind of a slap my head moment, and it's still there, and I bet a bunch of your listeners have seen it. G. Edward Griffin did an interview of a man named Norman back in the early 80s, and he had been involved in banking during the crash of 29, and when he went to see the bank president in charge, he said it was a Morgan Bank, he was told that you don't know what's happened. He said, we've been responsible for the institutionalizing of conflicting interests in the United States that are so prevalent that they can never be resolved. That was his witness statement there.
Yeah,
this was
here,
a long time ago.
Oh, I know that. And here's the thing. When you have a one-party system operating in this country as a two-party system, you see how the agenda plays out, and it starts to make more sense to people when they realize that both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are playing both sides of the coin. They're both being influenced by the same think tanks. And basically, you have a world stage. Everybody's watching us here. They respect us as supposedly the greatest nation on the face of the earth, yet you've got two political parties at odds with each other, dividing the country, and this divisiveness is causing protests between pro-abortion and anti-abortion. You know, I mean, this is just nutty, and people are beating each other up, and they don't bother to read the opinion, which now it's not 97 pages anymore, 98 pages, it's 67 pages. They can't even get their stories straight in the media. I mean, this is the thing.
Well,
when you start catching this disinformation coming out, and you start to say, hey, half these people that are out there protesting, they are protesting because of what they've been told by the think tanks that analyze something that they don't understand. They basically, all this did was give the right to regulate abortion back to the states. It doesn't say they're going to kill abortion. It doesn't say you can't get an abortion. If you want to do that and you believe that abortion is not murder, well, you go right ahead and do that. You know, if you're going to go out and whore yourself out, I mean, this is everything that the good book is already talking about. And if you're going to behave like this and go out and constantly get yourself pregnant and go on welfare, if this is how you're going to live, you know, you'll answer to the Almighty someday. But right now, we the people as taxpayers have to pay for these mistakes. It is no matter what side of the coin they come from. We're all paying for it right now.
Absolutely. Yep. Been that way for a long time. And it's only gotten worse.
Well, it is. And see, here's the thing. Missouri and Louisiana attorneys general have now accused the U.S. president of colluding with big tech to censor information. Why am I not surprised? You know, and of course, this is all being reported. This is another little play right now to bring attention to the fact that we have freedom of speech in America. You know, I'm glad there are people out there, Chad, that at least are defending our rights to free speech. I'm glad of that, because these are things. Our Constitution is the greatest document we have right now, besides the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, that basically have given us the freedoms that we have that no other country in the world can enjoy. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad for our listeners out there. We have the smartest listeners because, one, they're paying attention. Two, most of them are awake, not woke, and they understand what's going on, especially Alan, who, by the way, I don't know if you knew this about Alan in Texas. He is a talk show host. So, you know, he's been doing his research, too, and God bless you, sir, for the fact that, you know, we have people that aren't afraid to speak up and chime in. And if our, you know, and this is the thing about our guests come on the show with good intentions. They want to talk about things that are relative to our existence and make life better. You know, that's the whole design about why our producers work so hard to get these folks on. Now, you know, what about the Heritage Foundation? What about the Rutherford Institute? I mean, all these people are trying to do the right thing. And I do, as a matter of fact, send money to the Rutherford Institute. I send money to the frontline doctors, you know, their organization. I do contribute to them. I contribute to candidates out there, whether they're in my state or not, like Lauren Boebert, you know, people like that, that actually do the right thing. I even contributed to Larry Elder's campaign because here's a black guy that actually has common sense. Good luck finding that in most politicians these days. Chad, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. God bless you, sir. Greenwald, Glenn Greenwald, you know Glenn Greenwald, he's on a lot of different places. You know, he tries to get to the truth, too, and he basically says that the Department of Homeland Security is gaslighting the U.S. when it says it's going to protect us from disinformation. He says the polar opposite is true. And see, here again, it goes to point to... and he's attacking the Southern Poverty Law Center, a lot of different things. This is Technocracy News. All these things that we include in your email blast that you get from the Power Hour. Now, please, go sign up for that and become a part of our Power Hour Nation, because we know not everything that every president has promised has come true. They say what they say in order to get elected, and after they get in, they turn into hypocrites. I mean, look at today's, we have Scarecrow and Giggles in the White House. If he only had a brain. Now, somebody else is doing his thinking for him. I think we've all established that fact. It's the think tanks out there that are telling him what to do. He is their slave. He is not a president. I have no respect for the man. This is one of the only ones. I mean, even Jimmy Carter, I had a modicum of respect for till he got us in this mess and Reagan had to bail him out. And we're talking about Iran. But even Reagan, you know, he set up Rex 84 camps. Not a lot of people remember that. Rex 84, all these concentration camps to hold what? Detainees that are coming in from south of the border. You know, why do we have to do stuff like that? You know, why didn't we just set the wall up? Did Trump have the right idea? We think he did. But see, the thing is that all these millions of dollars are going to waste now because the steel is basically just sitting there rusting. And here we have all these contractors that have been paid to put up the wall. And it's not getting put up. And people are coming across, migrating into this country, including 42 illegal immigrants who were arrested by border agents and identified as suspected terrorists have been released into the U.S., according to Mayorkas, the stork that just pulled his head out of the sand. Here's the real problem, because what happens if they show up at your back door and they're trying to break into your house? What right do you have? Many of the sheriffs out here say, shoot them in the face, kill them, because if they survive, they're going to sue you. Talked about that in the show yesterday as well. So, you know, you got to look at the fact that we have factions that are waging war against each other, and we the people are caught in the middle of it. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. What say you?
Right in, we are totally fighting a proxy war in Ukraine. It just, more information comes out every day. I wanted to just put in my two cents about that, continue with that. But I have a note for you. I found out the truth about Jan Psaki yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What about Peppermint Patty?
Yeah, she's actually Mark Zuckerberg in drag.
I love that. Oh, here I thought you were going to say that her and Zuckerberg were having sex with animals just so that we could hear him deny it. That's a Lewis Black joke. That's a Lewis Black joke, folks. If you haven't seen Man of the Year, that's one of the movies you've got to watch. I mean, I understand it's one of the ways of the world, but we have to have some humor in life here too. But Kevin, on the proxy war in Ukraine, we really don't need to be there. We really don't. You and I both know that.
We know that 100%, man. It's even more so than that, because they've even come out and told now that we did provide information for the sinking of the Moskva, and it's just, you know, it's over a week old that we did that. You know, the news came out through the right places, and now MSN is even saying it. So I really thought you'd enjoy that, because I think it is a good comparable pair right there. Psaki and Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. God bless you today. I appreciate your input here on Friday. We are about 2 minutes away from the break, and we're going to have David Heron in on the show, talking about what the Bible says about the USA based on the book of Hosea. Should be interesting conversation. Mitt Romney, you know, and who cares what Mitt says, even though the press seems to think that every time he opens his mouth and what he tells Politico since they leaked this Roe v. Wade decision. Romney says that if Trump decides he's going to run for president in 2024, he's probably going to win the Republican nomination, right? Here we go again. And, you know, Mr. Trump has his own social media platform now. And I hope, seriously, that we are not running around patting ourselves on the back. We want to get the job done. So just do the job. That's what happens. Just do the job. Even Biden has been, is freaking out, according to Peppermint Patty, we just talked about, the redhead that's going to go to work for MSDNC. I hope she has fun over there, you know, continuing to spew her word vomit. And, you know, really, the states get to do what Roe v. Wade basically said they couldn't. See, now we don't have to worry about that now that the Supreme Court has done what it did. People just got to get their story straight. That's all. All of this and more on your email blast here at thepowerhour.com. Please sign up for that. We will be back to talk about what the Bible says about the USA after this break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.